From NPR News, this is Day to Day. 6 weeks into the writers' strike, the networks are feeling the effects. Thanks to reruns and reality shows, audiences are drifting away from primetime shows, and that means less ad revenue. John Dimsdale joins us now from Marketplace. And John, I understand the networks are actually giving money back to advertisers?
That's right. The networks sell about 80% of their ad time for primetime shows in the summer before the season. And we're talking a lot of money, $9 billion this year. In return, the networks promise advertisers that their ads will be seen by a certain number of eyes. Now, it's not a big surprise that sometimes the promised viewers don't tune in. And when the ratings are low, usually the networks can make it up to the advertisers with a few free additional ads in future shows. But for last season, the ratings for network primetime shows were so low that at least one network, NBC, has had to give back some of the cash that advertisers paid them earlier in the year. That's pretty rare, and it shows that NBC doesn't feel like it has the programming coming up in the future that advertisers would accept as free time in exchange for the advance they paid last year.
And John, on average, how much money are the networks giving back now?
Well, NBC isn't commenting on that. Reportedly, the reimbursements average, $500,000 per advertiser. But many people are predicting that other networks won't be able to avoid making similar givebacks if the strike continues much longer.
I think that's one of the great ironies of this whole strike or this whole impasse is that it's about digital media, and digital media could be the one that benefits the most.
That's Brad Adgate, who's the director of research for the advertising agency Horizon Media. He says, writers can read the writing of the wall on the wall, and they're looking for a bigger piece of the revenue that studios will earn from the internet in the future, and that's where audiences are migrating to. More people are going online for their entertainment.
So what is the outlook for the networks if we don't have new episodes of Desperate Housewives and 30 Rock once the holidays are over?
Well, they're looking at more reruns, more reality shows. NBC, for example, has plans for a reality-based show about weekend warriors called American Gladiators. There's also a fatherhood competition called My Dad is Better Than Your Dad, and a new apprentice contest with celebrity contestants. So you can see why the network might be having a hard time talking advertisers into taking free time on those shows as equal reimbursement for the advance payments that those companies made last summer. The networks are also suffering under a new rating system that supposedly measures the number of ads that people who record shows zip through without watching. And this is a new system this year, and it's cutting into the traditional ratings for network shows.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.